Good morning, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the Top 20 Countdown. Scott Mrozek here with you. Time for some news and some weather and a couple of other messages, and we'll get right back to the countdown. And I'm here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is being brought to you by Popham Flooring across from McLaren Thumb Region right here in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. Emergency responders quickly contained a vehicle fire in downtown Bad Axe on Wednesday. The incident occurred at approximately 12:05 p.m. in front of a local law office in the downtown area. The Bad Axe Police Department and Bad Axe Fire Department were immediately dispatched to the scene. Upon arrival, first responders utilized a fire extinguisher to suppress the flames and disconnected the vehicle's battery. Battery connections to prevent further electrical hazards. Firefighters then extinguished any remaining smoldering materials. According to the Bad Axe Fire Department's preliminary investigation, the fire originated in the vehicle's dashboard and was electrical in nature. The vehicle was subsequently towed from the scene. Grand Blanc football coach Logan Welch's family attended the first court hearing of the suspect accused of shooting and killing him, held a day after Welch's memorial service. The probable cause hearing took place at Lapeer County District Court via Zoom with 32-year-old William Channer, who was formally charged on November 7th. Channer faces multiple charges, including first-degree murder for the shooting at Welch's workplace, Trims Unlimited in Elmont. He was involved in a police chase and armed confrontation, during which he was shot by deputies and remains hospitalized. Prosecutors confirmed no plea offers will be made, with trial proceedings moving forward if necessary. Channer's defense requested a forensic evaluation to assess his mental competency to stand trial. The brief hearing lasted just 15 minutes, with Welch's family present and showing courage so soon after their loss. January 9, 2026, William Channer is set to appear again in Lapeer County District Court. And a 15-year-old is in custody following an incident in Bay City where he allegedly fired a handgun into the air and then pointed it at an 18-year-old early Wednesday morning. Police responded to reports of gunfire on South Henry Street around 2 a.m. and determined that the suspect, who knew the victim, fled into a nearby residence after the incident. Officers, assisted by the State Police Emergency Support Team, executed a search warrant at the residence, arresting the teenager and seizing a handgun and other evidence. The suspect is currently held at the Bay County Juvenile Home as prosecutors review the case. Authorities are encouraging anyone with information about what happened in this incident to contact Bay City Police or submit tips anonymously to Crime Stoppers at 517-483-7867. And we will be right back.
In a world full of trends, hardwood never goes out of style. At Popham Flooring, they're not just selling floors, they're helping you build something real. Solid hardwood that lasts, that feels warm under your feet, and holds memories, not just furniture. This generation is about investing in what matters. So why settle for cheap imitation or throwaway looks? Popham Flooring offers handcrafted hardwood options that speak to your style and your standards. Rustic, refined, modern, or timeless, they've got it. Your home should reflect who you are, not just today, but for years to come. Popham Flooring west of Bad Axe. Real wood, real life, real you. Stop in and check out their showroom to start your next chapter one step at a time. Popham Flooring, located west of Bad Axe on M53, or call 989-269-7358.
To the goal line, to the end zone, touchdown MSU!
That's right, it's MSU football season once again, and this year you can listen in on all the Michigan State Spartan football action live right here on WLEW and WHST Radio. Your MSU football broadcast coverage is being brought to you courtesy of AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, Thumb Cellular, the Talk of the Thumb, East Huron TV and Appliance of Bad Axe, Case Surveying of Bad Axe, Harjo's Ben Franklin of Pigeon, Bretzky Siding and Building Repair, Moore Motors and Caro, Port Austin State Bank, Smith Distributing of Bad Axe, Murphy's Bakery of Bad Axe, Simmons & Sons Auto Repair of Fillion Road and Pigeon, Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, and Sure Health, Better Life. So be sure to tune in on Saturday, November the 22nd, as we listen to the Michigan State Spartans take on Iowa.
All right, and we're back. Michigan's signature free pre-K program for four-year-olds has reached a new enrollment high as state officials continue to tout cost savings and educational benefits to parents. Across the state, there are about 51,000 students enrolled in the Great Start Readiness Program, the state's free pre-K program. The numbers announced Tuesday are an increase of over 8,900 students from this time last year, according to numbers provided by MyLeap. That's a 21% increase in enrollment. And President Donald Trump yesterday accused half a dozen Democratic lawmakers of sedition, quote, punishable by death, after the lawmakers, all veterans of the armed services and intelligence community, called on U.S. military members to uphold the Constitution and defy, quote, illegal orders. The 90-second video was first posted early Tuesday on social media by Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan. In it, the six lawmakers, Slotkin, Arizona, Mark Kelly, and Reps Jason Crow, Chris DiZulio, Maggie Goodlander, and Chrissy Houlihan, speaking directly to U.S. service members, whom Slotkin acknowledges are, quote, under enormous stress and pressure right now. The American people need you to stand up for our laws and our Constitution, Slotkin wrote in a post on X. And overseas, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and a senior Russian official offered guarded reactions to President Donald Trump's proposal to end Moscow's war in Ukraine. Speaking in his nightly address on November 20th, Zelensky said that American military officials currently in Ukraine had presented, quote, their vision for securing a peace deal and that his country was carefully studying the proposals. From the first days of the war, we have upheld one very simple position. Ukraine needs peace, a real peace. One not broken by a third invasion, Zelensky said, adding that he expected to speak with Trump in the coming days. According to a leaked draft of the plan, Ukraine would be required to give up areas of eastern Ukraine that it still controls, recognize the Crimea Peninsula on the Black Sea as Russian, cut the size of its army, and pledge not to join the NATO military alliance. Ukraine has repeatedly characterized all of these Russian demands as red lines. And that is your news update for this hour. And it was brought to you by Popham Flooring across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.